This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Roger Crandall. How are you, Roger?
I'm good, Robert. Good morning.
Roger is the CEO, President, and Chairman of Mass Mutual Life Insurance Company. So right now we're in a pandemic, and it's a different type of world. But just give a snapshot, because you're a mutual, of the type of company you are.
Yeah, well, as the name Massachusetts Mutual implies, we are a mutual company, which means we don't have stockholders. We have members of the company. And the company goes back to 1851, when 100 people in Western Massachusetts pulled a large sum of money at the time, $100,000, and started selling policies to friends and neighbors. And now we've got over 5 million friends and neighbors all across the United States. We're very aligned with our policyholder owners to get great outcomes for them.
We'll talk about investments later, because you have that background. But first, let's start. You joined in 1988, so a couple of decades later, you find yourself in a pandemic. What do you do? How do you lead the company through this?
Yeah, so I started in 1988 in a training program at MassMutual in the real estate investment division, just in time for effectively the collapse of the commercial real estate market in the late 80s and early 90s. And, of course, saw 9/11 and then saw the financial crisis in 2008 and 2009. So I thought I'd seen it all, but I'd never seen a pandemic. As we are now in our seventh week of having everybody working from home and not being in the office, we're really fortunate that we've got the technology platform to allow us to do that. So about 98% of our folks are working at home right now. We're particularly focused on making sure that we're taking care of each other. We think if we take care of our employees, that's going to help them take care of their families and their communities, but also our policyholders. So, making sure that people have the support they need to have time to take care of their families is very important to us. And, the environment is unique. It's been multiple generations. The last time we had a real pandemic in the U.S. of size was 1918 and 1919. So very, very few people have any living memory of that. But the core things that we do about helping people, protect their families, take care of their loved ones. We think those cross over time. They're core basic values. So very fortunate to have a company that can focus on those things and not have to worry about what's going on for our own company in the markets on a day-to-day basis.
Mass Mutual has been recognized as one of the most ethical companies in the world. I know that ties into your culture. How do you actually manage the culture of a company while going through times like these?
Yeah, one of the things we talk about a lot is this is a very long-term business. And to give you an idea, our oldest policyholder is 108 years old, and he's had his policy for over 90 years. So it is a very long-term business. So all of us today at the company, we stand on the shoulders of the people who came before us, who made good decisions. They made those decisions on big things and on small things, and we all benefit from them. So we think about making sure we pay it forward in that respect. As we're all now not in the office and we're working at home, we've been having virtual all employee meetings. We've had a couple of them now with 6,000 people getting on a Zoom call, making sure that, as I mentioned, we were giving people time. We gave everybody an extra week of we called it just COVID time. Use it however you need to use it to manage this. Whether that means you're trying to make sure your kids are taking classes online while you're trying to work online, or whether you're caring for a parent or grandparent or helping a neighbor, you know, whatever you need to do to manage through that. You know, really also trying to make sure that managers and everyone in the company recognizes that our flexibility goes a long way. Some folks, you know, they can be more productive in working early in the morning, or later in the day, and during the middle of the day they might again be busy if you've got school age children you're trying to work your way through taking classes. Others, you know, maybe they're working kind of more traditional kind of hours. So flexibility is key, and reminding everybody of the purpose of the company. We help people secure their future and protect the ones they love. And if we're all remembering what we're here for, the purpose of the company, trying to help each other out, that's just going to work its way through, again, families, communities, and then our policyholders and customers. So it's different doing it this way than trying to do it in person. But we're working our way through it, and I couldn't be prouder of how the company has been able to keep functioning in this environment.
So, Roger, let's talk about mistakes you may have made. Would you take a mulligan on any decisions you made during your tenure?
You know, mistakes. You know, if I think about issues, right now it's maybe hard right in the middle of this. You know, certainly in hindsight, I think we were pretty well prepared. We have operations in Asia, so we'd seen what had happened in China. But making sure people had the technology they needed at home is something that we would like to have had a little more focus on. If you've been working remotely and do a lot of travel is kind of one thing, but if you're used to doing everything in the office, making sure you have you know, just something as simple as a big enough screen, a better speaker. I'm talking to you now on a portable speakerphone that's much better than the first one I had when I was starting working from home. Making sure that when you start to implement change, particularly around technology, you rarely look back and say, "Boy, I wish I'd taken my time." Once it's clear where things are going, I think it's very important that you move quickly. So that's one. As I think about the technology platform we've got today, we've made great strides, but in hindsight, I wish we'd even implemented it a little bit quicker to enable us to do everything in a digital way.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Roger Crandall. In talking about the pandemic, now when you look forward, how do you build a company that's stronger post-calamity, a company that is strategically aligned for success in these unprecedented times?
Yeah, I think one of the things that seems clear to us is trends that were already in place are going to accelerate. And I don't think you have to look any further than that to see how digital operations and really digitizing everything that we do so that people can interact with us on their terms, whether it's on a mobile device, whether it's on an iPad or a laptop or through a telephone, but ultimately that it's using that technology to connect people with people. We're a strong believer that when it comes to important things like disability income insurance and retirement funding and preparation and life insurance, people want to talk to a real person. So we want to technologically enable our advisors, we want to technologically enable the company. So we've really built a digital insurance company almost to think about disrupting and replacing ourselves. And that trend is accelerating. So I'll give you an example. Last week, almost half of the policies that we issued were done completely on a digital platform. That allows lower operating costs, which as a mutual we pass through to our policyholders over time. It also allows advisors then to spend time on the important things and less time on paperwork. Because again, we're convinced that people want to talk to somebody, even if it's virtually over Zoom or FaceTime. It's a big thing to make sure that your family's protected.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this transformation to digital. Then we'll hear from Roger about his take on the stock market, since his entire background is in investment. So there's a lot you'll learn there.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Roger Crandall, who is the CEO and President and Chairman of Mass Mutual Life Insurance Company. You were talking about turning over 50% of your business to digital. Continue.
And so the other big advantage when you first start digitizing, you start taking however you've done things in the past and you do them in a digital way. But the real benefit comes when you take advantage of a digital platform to do things differently. And I'll give you a great example of that. MassMutual has rolled out a product we call HealthBridge, and we're providing $3 billion of free life insurance coverage to frontline medical workers in our home state of Massachusetts and Connecticut. And that is an extension of a program which we call LifeBridge, where we were offering free term insurance to low-income Americans. We converted LifeBridge over onto our digital platform, which made the entire application and issuance process completely digital. There's no paper anywhere in the process. No DocuSigns, no wet signatures. So it allows a very easy application experience. By putting that on that platform, it allowed us to shift to offer these free $25,000 policies for healthcare workers. And we did that in just a handful of weeks from idea to rolling out in the market. So, super excited. We've had 1,000 people apply already, and certainly anybody listening in healthcare in Massachusetts or Connecticut, please go to massmutual.com, and there's no strings attached. You can get a policy up to age 60. We want to really say thank you to the healthcare workers who have been on the front line, through this pandemic. But that's an example of doing something different with a technology platform that you couldn't have done kind of in the old format. So I'm very excited as we continue to bring new products out to help our policyholders and customers, really take care of the core things that we do, which is, the risk of dying too soon, mortality risk, the risk of getting disabled and not being able to earn your paychecks, so disability insurance, helping people save for retirement and then managing their retirement with lifetime income. So something we do through our pension business, our 401k business, and through lifetime income annuities. And then finally, the other side of what we do is making sure that people can leave a legacy, protecting loved ones, children, grandchildren, any way we all want to leave something in the world. And that's a very, very, very neat thing that we do. And our new technology platform is going to allow us to do that better because, unfortunately, there's tens of millions of American families that don't have life insurance coverage, that don't have the disability income insurance. And what we want to do is just make it simpler and easier because we're convinced, and we know most people want to make sure their families are protected. But the process sometimes has been complicated. It's been invasive. So by using, for example, a machine learning algorithm to underwrite policies, we don't have to take bodily fluids to underwrite many policies today, which we did previously. So these are things that allow the company to be stronger, but most importantly, it helps people protect themselves and their families. And that's what I'm really excited with this digital transformation going forward over the next couple of years.
Congratulations on that. The concept of HealthBridge sounds significant and truly important. Now let's move to your background investments. So not only is this virus a health crisis, but it's a serious economic crisis. So just give an overall snapshot of how people should view investments in times like these.
Yeah. Well, I would say first, it's very important to remember when you have your plan in place, I think it's really important to stick to the plan because we know fear and greed on a second by second basis is what drives markets and particularly stock markets. But we also need to remember that the stock market is actually you owning a little bit of all the companies. So you own a little piece of companies like Amazon and Walmart and Google and Apple and General Motors and JP Morgan. So it's not just this thing. It's an actual ownership interest in companies. That's what's magical about the stock market. And we know over long periods of time, you know, not what happens in a year or 2 years, but what happens over 10 years and 20 years and 30 years and 40 years is owning little pieces of great companies is a wonderful, wonderful way to accumulate savings, accumulate wealth, meet your objectives. So it's very difficult to say what's going to happen in the stock market tomorrow or in a week or in a year. But if you ask me, where's the market going to be in 20 years or 30 years or 40 years? There's no question it's going to be higher. Because as an investor, you get to have a little piece of all of these companies that are going to drive the American economy as they have, you know, for the last couple of hundred years. So I think equities are an important part of everybody's portfolio, but that has to be put into the context of your objective. If you're younger and planning on retiring in 30 or 40 years, you should frankly have a fair amount of your savings in your retirement savings in equities. If on the other hand, you're already retired, and you need to make sure that you've got income to pay for your core needs, having too much in equities introduces more risk, because equities can be volatile in the short term. So, you know, equities are an important part of portfolios, but they need to be put into the context of what you're trying to accomplish. So again, that's where we think working with advisors, whether in person or on a Zoom call, or an online webinar are all really important so that people understand what they're doing to meeting their objectives.
Okay. Roger, sum up what's unique about your leadership philosophy.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that I came to work for a company that had a real purpose. And frankly, it took me a little while to realize that I was working at a company that had a purpose. I didn't know what a mutual company was, frankly, when I started. But as I think about that, I've tried to make sure that people understand that what we do matters. And everybody in the company plays a part in making the company stronger and helping our policyholders and customers. So I try to be very transparent about that. You know, this is not a company that is about getting our stock price higher or about building it to sell it. This is a company that's been around for 170 years. It's gone from $100,000 in capital to over $25 billion in capital today. And this company is going to be around 170 years from now if everybody does their piece and again leaves the company a little bit stronger for the next generation. So I've been the beneficiary of that. I've worked at MassMutual now 32 years. We routinely have people who've been at the company that long or longer. But if we all remember the purpose, if we all do that, I think we end up in a better place. So a big part of what I do is remind people of that. I become a cheerleader for the company. Because people don't wake up in the morning and say, today's the day I'm going to get a life insurance policy to protect my family. They talk to an advisor. That advisor has to make sure that they're doing the right thing for their customers. And that advisor can then choose to do business with different companies. And we're always very proud when they choose MassMutual for their clients' needs. So those pieces to me of reminding us where we've been, where we're going, and the purpose that we serve are things I think about on a day-to-day basis doing my job.
And there you have it. Roger, a true pleasure speaking with you. So, CEOs, we've heard some practical wisdom. In today's environment, flexibility goes a long way. And when you look at tomorrow, think that trends will accelerate.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Tom Poland. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing very well, Robert. Looking forward to a good discussion.
And Tom is the CEO of BD, Becton Dickinson and Company, here's a company founded 125 years ago in 1897, $17 billion, 65,000 employees, a true leader in medical technology. So what I want to start off with is you became CEO on January 28th of 2020 after being at the company for two decades. That's sort of like getting a ticket as captain of the Titanic, as you were one of the leaders in healthcare.
So I'd use a different analogy than the Titanic, but and certainly I'd probably have an opportunity to write a book when your 90-day plan does not go as planned. But it actually ended up, of course, we were right in the forefront of the response when we first started seeing coronavirus in China. We were helping the China government actually develop assays right in that early phase in January, and we've been, as a company, rallying all 65,000 of our associates, not only to understand the virus from how it triggers an immune response to how you diagnose it to how you treat the patients, and we're working now on how you're going to administer the vaccine. So certainly it's been a different than what was originally planned, but it's been a time of huge impact and moving the company forward.
And Tom, how do you pivot then? And you're right, Titanic isn't the right, but you certainly took a major ship into an unprecedented, uncharted waters and an unprecedented storm. How do you pivot when you capture all that information and you say, we really need to change what we're doing and lead in crisis mode?
Yeah. So we stepped back really early on in the crisis, and we had a good sense because we're a very global company, and we could see what was happening in China. We started seeing what was happening in the rest of Asia and then Europe and ultimately in the U.S. and other parts of the world. And so we were probably one of the first companies, actually, to have people start working from home probably a good 2 weeks earlier than most others. And that was part of the foresight that we had because of our front involvement in the front lines in Asia and China in particular. We spent time right off the bat as a leadership team stepping back saying, okay, here are the goals we set out at the beginning of the year. Our fiscal year started in October. And so we were well down the path of executing our plan for the year. We stopped and said, okay, which of these goals do we need? Are we going to continue to execute as planned, and which ones are we going to change, and how are we going to evolve those? And we were really cognizant in doing that. For example, if we normally have 150, 200 R&D programs in the company, we stopped and said, here's the 10 that we really have to get done, and we're going to shift all the resources onto these 10. And then we started a whole new series of R&D programs that were specifically focused on coronavirus diagnosis and treatment, and we reallocated from there. It was cognizant to make sure that our first priority was the safety of our associates. Second was supporting the global response to the corona pandemic. And third was making sure that we always kept in mind the destination of the company and our strategy and that we were moving forward that in an appropriate way.
And you have said that this is the most dynamic time in healthcare, which is the most dynamic industry in the world. And I believe BD is the most dynamic company in healthcare.
Absolutely. I've been saying that well before the pandemic, and certainly that brings it to life even more so. If you think about healthcare and the transformation that's happening within, be it payers, think about the CVS buying Aetna. Every government around the world, one of their top priorities is cost-efficient and high-quality health care for their associates. The revolution of technology, most large technology companies, the Google, the Microsoft, the Amazons, all getting into and playing a role in health care, the transformation of connected devices. And there is no more dynamic industry than the one that we're in. And this time, because of the technology revolution that's happening, there's never been just a more dynamic time. And BD, certainly, as we think about, we have, as you mentioned, an extremely long history, over 120 years. That's built at the core of BD, we've been the world's leading manufacturer of medical devices. We make over 50 billion devices per year. And so think about that. That's about 7 devices per human on the planet. We always joke, Lego, I think, molds about 20 billion Lego pieces a year. So just think about that exponential of medical devices. So we've got those deep capabilities. Over the last decade, we've been building out capabilities around smart devices, informatics, robotics, and we've been combining robotics and informatics with our core competencies in large-scale medical device consumables to really transform the way that diseases diagnosed, the way that medications and such are delivered safely in a hospital, changing the way that drug discovery and research is done on things like stem cell transplantation and new cancer vaccines. And so we think that this opportunity and this technology revolution that's happening right now is just a tremendous opportunity for the industry and certainly our company, as we've been really focused on bringing those all together to change the way that the healthcare is delivered.
This is Robert Reese of the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking with Tom Polen, who is the CEO of BD. So I want to ask about the culture itself, because I know that you and I have spoken before about purpose and how deeply that runs like an anchor, helping you weather the storm. And Jim Collins, an author who we both like a lot and respect a lot, has spoken a lot about BD, and BD has always been known as a great company. I know purpose is specifically important to you. Elaborate on that.
You know, at the company, as I mentioned, purpose has always been at the forefront of everything we do. We've got a saying at BD that we're fortunate to be able to fulfill our life's work through our work life. And we really mean that, right? We're here, people can work anywhere they want, and especially the level of talent that we have. And they choose to work in healthcare for a reason. And it's because of our purpose, which is advancing the world of health, that they do that. I would just, one of the bits of advice that I've learned and maybe can share with others is that every single instance that we're executing a strategy, that we're driving any important decision in the company, we're very purposeful in putting purpose up front. So I'll share an example. 6 years ago, we did the first ever large M&A acquisition in the company's 120-plus year history. Up until 6 years ago, the largest deal we had done in our history was about $300 million, and we decided we wanted to do a $12 billion deal. By the way, 3 years later, we ended up doing a $24 billion acquisition. But that first acquisition is a company called CareFusion, again, $12 billion, dramatically larger than that $300 million acquisition we had done a decade earlier. And we were very purposeful in communicating the reason for that and engaging people in how it drove the company's purpose. I remember the first day that we were together, I was in San Diego, and we had rented the fairgrounds there, and we had all the associates of CareFusion. We had all 60,000 associates of BD on a telecast worldwide. And one of the first things that we did was we brought in a family. It was parents of a young boy whose name was Owen. He had been born very prematurely by many months. He was only 1.5 pounds at birth. Had a tremendous uphill battle just to live. And the father was a videographer, and he had shot a video of the several months that he was in the NICU. And he showed that video to all 65,000 of our associates. And he was talking through it. You could see in that video our infusion pumps supporting Owen's life at the time, keeping him the devices that were putting fluids into his body, keeping him alive, the ventilator breathing air into his lungs, the blood collection tubes collecting samples so that they could understand how to change his therapy. All of those products surrounding, that infant at the time who required our devices to survive, it stuck. And the family stood in front of all of our associates and said, look, you could see part of the products were from CareFusion, part of the products were from BD. They were all surrounding Owen in this video. And the parents stood up and said, look, whether or not you're in finance or you're in purchasing or you're in manufacturing, making these products, or you're in R&D developing them, we just want to say thank you to every single one of your associates. Wow. Then Owen walked onto stage. Now he was about 5 years old, and he ended up grabbing the microphone and said, and I want to say thank you too. But, the power of that moment, which was the day one of those two companies coming together, it set the tone for what we were trying to do and how our combined products make an impact on patients. And I look back, and that acquisition is later written pretty widely as one of the most successful integrations in medical technology in the last 15 years. And people often ask me, what do you credit for that success? And I look back at that moment and the time that we spent really talking about purpose and how the two companies together were going to further the contribution to healthcare more than either company could by themselves. It really drove people to go above and beyond, right? Go that extra mile, work that extra hour, think through more diligently the way that we were integrating the companies because we were purpose-driven.
Tom, inspirational story. We're about to take a break. When we come back with Tom Poland, we're going to find out insights on post-pandemic, how this will play out, and what people in healthcare are saying.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tom Poland, who is the CEO of BD. And BD is one of the largest medical technology, medical discovery companies in the world, about $17 billion, 65,000 employees. We've heard a lot about purpose-driven. Let's shift now into what you're hearing from people in the hospital, in the healthcare industry, in this pandemic, because you are right at the heart of it, probably in constant conversations. So what are you learning from a leadership standpoint about where we are?
Certainly, as you mentioned, we're involved in everything from researching to understand how the immune system responds to the virus, to we've launched now over 5 assays for diagnosing and understanding if someone's developed resistance to coronavirus and products are used in the treatment as well as in vaccination. Certainly, healthcare providers and leaders around the world, first, were just consumed with treating patients. And I think we're seeing that stabilize around the world for sure. And the main large focus is now increasing on how we're going to get back to helping all the other patients. Actually, my wife is a cancer surgeon, focuses on breast cancer, and unfortunately, now she's in another room right now doing patient visits via telemedicine. It goes in for surgery a couple days a week, but it's a constant reminder to me that while there's a pandemic going on coronavirus, unfortunately, cancer hasn't stopped, diabetes hasn't stopped, renal disease hasn't stopped, none of the other conditions have stopped. And there's a tremendous need that many of those patients have been delayed in getting the treatment that they need. And so I'd say there's a big focus right now going on around the world on getting those systems back up and running. We're very much involved in helping them get the testing so that patients can get tested before they show up for those procedures, keeping the physicians safe and the nurses safe and the other workers, but also keeping the patients safe. So that's what we're hearing from our customers specifically.
Absolutely. I had a hospital board meeting I was at this morning, and the CEO was saying, we're looking forward to when we could bring back elective surgery. It's thrown all of the finances a complete loop in trying to cope with everything. So here's what I want to ask you. So when we emerge from this, which obviously one day at one point we will, there are going to be a lot of changes, enormous advances in healthcare, enormous advances in technology. What's your take, being new as a CEO of a company that is at the center of the world right now, what's your take on when we emerge post-pandemic, how the world will change and what the role will be of companies like BD?
Certainly, we see more tremendous opportunities than ever. There's been a steady trend towards moving care from high acuity settings in hospitals to lower acuity settings. It hasn't been a hockey stick to date. It's been an ongoing trend that we've been pursuing ourselves, moving solutions, point of care diagnostics, other types of solutions that are designed for outside of the hospital. That's definitely accelerating in a significant way. I think certainly telehealth has been something that's been on a trend for a while that suddenly just went and has gone viral and is not going to go back. I certainly don't see going forward. So we're doubling down on efforts we were already investing in, like point-of-care diagnostics, like solutions for ambulatory surgery centers, like solutions for retail pharmacies to deliver greater types of care. We have lots of automation robotics that can automate and modernize retail pharmacies. We're doubling down in those areas. So we see a tremendous, certainly, opportunity in this, and it will not go back to the way that it was. We're really fortunate that we made some early investments in informatics. We think we're a leader in that space in our industry, and the ability to use data. A good example of how we've done that is even think about like a microbiology lab. We had started on a journey a couple of years ago where people were still used to plate petri dishes with a loop and a Bunsen burner. Many people still do. And we started fully automating that where what we call category innovation. But we look at a category and the way that things are done historically, and our goal is to totally upend that through, again, combining robotics typically with consumables, with informatics. And so there, we have robots now streaking petri dishes. We have smart cameras looking at the systems and understanding when bacteria grows. We have robots picking that out and putting it in a mass spec that really blows up the bacteria instead of taking a day to determine what that bacteria is and what drug to use to treat it. Right, that can happen in hours. And all of that's done with, can be done with less labor, which is hard to find, that specialty labor today, and can be done, again, getting the results to the patient in 2-3 days less than may historically have been required. That's just one example of where we're reinventing categories in the way that medicine's delivered. We're doing the same thing in medication management. We're doing the same thing around dialysis access. We're doing the same thing around immunology research, and we think that that focus that we've had for a number of years is only going to, there's going to be opportunities to accelerate that going forward.
Well, congratulations on your important advances in innovation. We've about a minute left in time for one more question. So I want to talk about, you have a passion, obviously, for building a purpose-driven organization, but you also have a passion for endurance running, and this is the question. What can you learn from your endurance running that translates into leadership that other CEOs could learn?
Good question. Probably, you know, one of the things endurance running, and I'll CrossFit, endurance running, any big challenge of which I do both, it's a couple things of understanding that when you're in the middle of, you're in the middle of a 12-hour event, you're going to have a low point at some point, and you're going to realize, though, when you've done those 12-hour events multiple times, how you've got to just grind through, and you will get to the other side. There will be a part in another hour or so where you will be feeling radically different than you were feeling at that moment. And certainly leadership can, in many ways, provide those same types of feelings. And so, you know, the ability to take, the other thing that endurance sports do is they take what is your comfort zone and they expand it, right? And so if you think that you are going to get uncomfortable running 10 miles, go run 50 miles. And when you run 50 miles, 10 miles are going to feel pretty easy. And so, again, that's a dynamic that's very common in leadership when you're looking to lead an organization to do things that they hadn't done. Being able to go into that point of uncomfort and be comfortable in being uncomfortable and that you're going to work through that and you're going to get to a successful outcome. I think those are some lessons that can be applied from endurance sports into to leadership.
And there you have it. Tom, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show. Best wishes on your important work that you're doing in helping moving the world forward.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.